sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're back with Mike Riley, Dr. Dobbs special correspondent at the RailsConf 2006 conference in Chicago. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, John.
Mike, I've been following your blogs today. It sounds like you're learning a lot and having a good time.
Sure am. You know, the first day here at the conference was all about rallying the troops. But this second day has definitely been all about hunkering down and swimming through a lot of code. We've been spending time studying case studies, looking deep into some really intricate Rails code, and it's been quite interesting for the audience. I think they've really gotten their money's worth.
What's the one thing that you've learned today that surprised you?
Well, you know, not so much surprised, but I have made some kind of interesting observations. First of all, the Apple PowerBook to attendee ratio is just about as high as what you normally find at, say, like the Apple Worldwide Developer Conference. I did see a couple of Dell and IBM PCs running, but they were running Linux. I think I only came across one individual who was running Windows. I asked around, and, you know, of course, with the predominant editor program for Rails being TextMate, that's a OS X application, and you know, one of the core Rails developers mentioned to me that, oh, you know, TextMate sells for about $3,000, and you get an Apple laptop with it. So, I thought that was kind of cool. But well, there's also a number of other really interesting presentations today. One that I thought was kind of cool was a Doug Fales had a GPS unit Rails gem that he wrote, basically to create a mashup where it took Flickr and Google Map web services, combined them together, and made a GPS-enabled photo sharing application, and that was kind of neat. And then there was a couple other apps that people mentioned. Scott Raymond demonstrated his Blink Sale and Icon Buffet. There were a couple of demo apps, as well as a couple of projects that Obi Fernandez from ThoughtWorks had demonstrated. Really, Obi was really trying to promote how rapidly Rails had diffused throughout ThoughtWorks and throughout a number of hardcore Java and .NET developers who took on Rails and really kind of glommed onto it.
What's the one thing that you've run across that you didn't really expect to see?
Boy, I guess it's really just the maintained enthusiasm for the language. I think especially as I talk with current existing .NET and Java developers who were getting more and more exposed to the elegance and the efficiency that Rails could provide, there was this rising enthusiasm and this rising confidence that Rails could be a real framework that they could rely on for their application. So, you know, I think the people who are here who are currently working on .NET and Java applications today are going to go back from this conference and rethink what applications they can either retool or greenfield and start fresh using the Rails framework.
Well, it sounds like that the attendees at the conference really did show up to learn something. It wasn't just a bunch of Ruby aficionados and cheerleaders that were showing up.
It sure was.
Great. What's going on? What's the next thing you have on your dance card for the conference today?
Well, this evening, David Hanemeyer Hansen, who is the creator of Rails, is going to be giving a keynote. And actually, I had the fortunate opportunity to talk with David just for a little bit and asking him, you know, what his expectations have been with Rails. And, you know, he's a very enthusiastic person to talk to. He's one of the things that he'd mentioned that he was really enjoying the entrepreneurial spirit of what the whole Rails community is rallying around. He's blown away by the number of attendees attending this conference, and he expects easily that this is going to grow 10 or even 20 times the size of what the conference is, as well as the Rails community in general.
Great, Mike. Thank you. Listeners can catch more at your blog on DDJ.com in the Lightweight Language Department. We appreciate it, and thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
Thanks, Mike. For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.